Douglas Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Last summer, a school district in Oregon announced it would provide condoms to middle schoolers as young as age 11. The superintendent said this was necessary because every few years, a middle school student either became pregnant or fathered a child. In New York last year, high school students were offered a full variety of condoms with special features in assorted flavors. That sort of thing seems to go far beyond so-called safe sex. It promotes more sexual experimentation. Several years ago, the New York City Public Schools gave out 800,000 condoms. That's more than three condoms for each high school student. Their school-based clinics also gave out 12,000 morning-after pills and inserted an unspecified number of IUDs, all without asking parents' permission. This sort of policy gives students a very warped view of sex. The message they learn is that sex is safe and that early sex with multiple partners is normal and healthy. Nobody warns them of the dangers, and boys learn to see girls as sex objects. It's ironic that the people pushing contraception in middle school are often the same people crying about a so-called rape culture on college campuses. It's difficult to remove morality at age 12 and then think you can reinstate it when the kids are age 18. Passing out condoms and providing IUDs show that both schools and parents have failed to protect these children. You don't protect youngsters from pregnancies and STDs by passing out condoms. You protect them by teaching them morals. Having sex at age 13 is damaging to a child even if they don't get pregnant or sick. And schools and parents should be preventing condom use, not encouraging it. Since schools seldom warn parents about these policies or even give them advance notice, you might want to check out what's being passed out at your local school.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
If you consider what feminists want versus what most women want, it's apparent that feminism offers terrible solutions to imaginary problems. In my new book called Who Killed the American Family? I look in particular at how this relates to women in the economy. Feminists tell women that going to college and working full-time is the only respectable choice they can make in life. But is that really the only option women want? Let's consider what higher college attendance means for women.
Knowledge is truth, and the truth will set you free. You've joined the movement. Learn how to take back our homes and our land. And now, back to Mortgage Endgame Radio with your host, KC.
Let's see. Let's check this Gregorian calendar and see what today's date is. January 1st, 2015. It's the day where everyone thinks it's a new year. And it is. Perhaps fiscally speaking. But what determines a new year? And what is a year? Is it not a trip around the sun? When does that year begin, and when does that year end? All right, I'm sorry, folks. Forgive me. I get a little philosophical about time and this kind of stuff. I did study philosophy at the conditioning schools, and yes, I think probably far more about it than I ought to. But as usual, I'm an iconoclast, and alright, move on. Tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show, we'll have John the Caribbean Critic coming on for his segment in the news with John the Caribbean Critic. Looking forward to that. Getting the old band back together, as they say. Tomorrow night, we'll have on Freighter X to talk about his new book. A whistleblower from Severn Secret Orders. From Seven Secret Orders. We'll be talking to him. Let's skim the lamestream headlines today. Are they kind of giving us a break? Let's see here. I haven't turned on the computer once today, which I like. Screen time is something that I debate. You know, having a little one here, I've realized that screen time, and I'm not just talking about television, folks. I'm talking about any screen whatsoever, is a form of hypnosis. And it has nothing to do with necessarily the content on it, although it can have a lot to do with that. But it has more to do with the pixels, with the flicker rate, the brightness. Maybe I'm going out on a limb here, folks, but screens are not meant to be stared at nearly to the extent we stare at them. And when we're looking at these screens, our brains are being put in a beta wave state. A beta wave state. This is the same state used for hypnosis. This is the same state used for mind control. How do we break free from this crutch we have known as the computer screen or the television screen? Most of our listeners, it's the computer screen. But many of our listeners don't even watch the computers or use the computers. They listen to us on satellite or on a local AM and FM station. And I envy that. If I could come up with a New Year's resolution, it would be to completely unplug. And I did it once before. And I want to talk about that for a moment. About 6 years ago, I decided that there was no sense in me sitting around trying to work a 9-to-5, collecting as many Federal Reserve notes as possible. You know, playing the game. And I said, you know what, screw it. I'm going to Mexico. And I went down to the middle of nowhere. I mean, the absolute middle of nowhere. On the very rugged and remote Baja Peninsula. And I took 40 fruit trees that we purchased in San Diego, smuggled across the border, and I brought them to a property in a remote bay surrounded by thousands of miles of mountains on each side. And for the next 7 or 8 months, I lived off the land for the most part. I had some supplies. I had some lentils and some dried supplies that I would use. And I would, for the most part, use some olive oil or some other oils provided to me for cooking and that kind of thing. But I lived off the land and I unplugged. I did it. I finally was practicing what I was preaching and what I was deep down inside wanting to do, longing to do. Because up until that point, I was saying to people, and I had been doing a show, and I was telling people, it's time to get prepared, it's time to get ready, it's time to get off the grid, get out of the city, get prepared, and get ready. You know, all the stuff that we'll talk about still to this day. That, if anything, are even more important. And I went out and I did it. I frickin' did it. And I gotta tell you, it was awesome. My internet was watching the waves and seeing the dolphins surf. My internet was waking up to the fresh air. So, what happened from that point on? Well, I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. I had a realization when I was out there living in paradise. Forgive me if you've heard me tell this story before. I've talked about it in greater detail at my Free Your Mind conference lecture, the first Free Your Mind conference. But I think it's compelling, and I think you guys will really benefit from hearing my anecdotal experience getting off the grid and throwing away the screens. And we'll take calls on this as well when we get back in just a moment.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Whew.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Yep, Bob Tuscan Show, we're live January 1st, 2015. And I was reminiscing about getting off the grid, warding off screens altogether. Electricity, for that matter, but the screens are what I was trying to get at. You know, I'm sitting here right now in my studio staring at a screen. And I stare at a screen for an amazing amount of time every single freaking day. And when I'm not staring at the computer screen, Yep, that's right, folks. The stupid phone. Yep. Yep, that thing. You know, this guy. The stupid phone here that I reluctant to get, and now I have one. So I got the stupid phone, staring at that screen. And it is a necessary evil, some might argue. But I just wish I could live in a world without it. And that takes me back to the time, way back when in my short life, where I did. Here's what happened. One morning, I woke up, made myself some breakfast from the fresh veggies I had been growing. I watched the dolphins swimming in the bay. And I said to myself, this is paradise. This is exactly what I wanted to do. And I thought to myself, the rest of the world could go to hell in a handbasket, and I would just be sitting back here, living my life with no problems. At least theoretically. And then I said to myself, started thinking, I started recalling the powers that shouldn't be in their idea of going underground when the stuff hits the fan. And the underground bunkers and facilities. And then I thought about that stupid 2012 movie where the rest of the world was going to be destroyed. And the elites, and I don't watch many movies, but this one caught my attention. And the elites were able to get a ticket on some Ark-like spaceship. But then that you have to ask, well, they're buying a ticket on the spaceship. Who's getting the money for that spaceship that's going to save them all? And what are they going to do with that money? Kind of a flawed plot line, if you ask me. Just a little gap in the plot. But I was thinking, you know, these scumbags, okay, pardon my language, these so-called elite, but I don't like to call them that. Let's just keep my own nomenclature going here. The powers that shouldn't be. These selfish bastards are going to go to their underground facilities and watch the useless eaters consume one another. I feel very strongly that it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when this happens. This is bound to happen, ladies and gentlemen. We will see a worldwide collapse. We will see people realizing that they are not going to have access to food because they've been dependent on trucks driving in food from farms thousands of miles away. And their stores only have a couple days worth of food. The precursor to all this, it might be an EMP, it might be an economic manipulation, it might be a terrorist attack. But there's enough cards on the table, ladies and gentlemen, that something is going to happen. At some point, it will happen. I know this in my heart, I know this intellectually and intuitively. So the basic conclusion I had come to that morning was that here I am wasting away in paradise. And that's essentially what the same people I was exposing are doing. I hope you're following me here, because here's the bottom line. All right, so before that, I was an activist, and I had the screen, I had the radio, I was using technology to try to make a difference, to try to wake people up, whatever the hell that means. And I was talking to people in my community, and I was getting together with friends, building community, so on and so forth. Well, being alone, off the grid, in the middle of the nowhere, that was kind of hard to do. And I thought to myself, I ought to be doing that. If I'm not doing that, then I'm no better than them in a sense. And forgive me if this is about me, because that's not what I'm trying to get here. I'm trying to explain to you the thought involved with staying on the screen to a certain extent for the sake of hopefully the greater good. That's my goal. So I put up with it and I just do it. And you know what? If I didn't get back to the States and if I didn't get back to technology, I would not have met my wife. I would not have my beautiful son. I would not have made so many more connections. I would not have seen the continuation of people and their eyes opening and this community that we're building. Everybody listening to my voice, this community right here is so important to me, and I know it's important to you. So just remember that the grass is always greener on the other side, but without community, without helping your fellow brothers and sisters, you're no better than they are. You're a silent co-conspirator. And that might be taken a little far, but that's just the realization I came to in my own self. All right, your thoughts on getting off the grid, getting off the screen, would love to hear them. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. In the next segment, in addition to taking your calls on that, we'll also get to the Caribbean Critic for the first news of the year in the news with the Caribbean Critic. It's not the news the lamestream media wants to talk about, that's for sure. It goes beyond. He'll talk about geopolitics, he'll talk about the economy, he'll talk about a plethora, a cornucopia of things. And we'll get to his insights in the next segment with In the News featuring the Caribbean Critic. The more I stay off of the lamestream media news sites, the more I realize when I do go back and try to catch up that there's nothing I'm missing. There really isn't. And yet we should expose the lies, but really, this is a continuation perhaps of my rant last night. To get caught up in the minutia, it's just a waste of time. Absolute waste of time. This last plane that crashed, yeah, okay, there was people on it, there might have been something behind it, and I don't doubt that for a second. Meaning there might have been something behind hate to use the C word, a conspiracy of some sort, and yes, there might have been somebody influential on there, there might not have been, I don't know. At the end of the day, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, but you can't get caught up on it. There is no one issue that we should be obsessive about, really. Now, that being said, I think you should be passionate about certain things. By all means, I think you should know what's going on. There's plenty of time to be well-researched and to wrap your head around issues. There's plenty of time. And you never stop learning. And the second you do stop learning, well, you can connect the dots.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We're live today. We'll continue the discussion about screens and getting off of the grid, if you will. 800-313-9443. Got some lines open. We'll talk about that. But first, we're going to get to one of my favorite segments for this new incarnation of the Bob Tuscan Show.
The lamestream media.
They refuse to tell the truth.
Non-stop lies. But now it's time for unfiltered analysis, shining a light in a sea of darkness. In the news with the Caribbean Critic.
And without further ado, here is John, the Caribbean Critic.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to this segment of the show. Let's look back at what's happened over 2014. Well, what's happened is wars and more wars and wars. Did I ever mention wars? I mean, it's ridiculous the amount of violence and rubbish going on with the Anglo-American Zionist Alliance. But it looks like it promises to be another year of wars, wars, and more wars. We've got the Ukraine on the go, where now the NATO and the US are supplying tanks and armored vehicles and troops like there's no tomorrow on the in Latvia and Estonia and Poland and where have you. And to counter that, of course, we've got the new Asian Cooperation Organization, which involves Russia, Turkmenistan, Kyrgyzstan, and several of the other stands, ex-Soviet areas, and they're looking to form a single currency block, just like Europe. They're forming a single military block, just like Europe. And we're looking at a really strange move, standoff between the West and Russia and China. And things aren't going too well for the West. We now see Greece, although it isn't in the news very much, Greece now has been abandoned by the European Central Bank and the IMF. There will be no more bailout of Greece. They're just going to let them float or sink. So Greece looks likely to be the first of several nations to pull out of the EU. And I would think Britain will be the second, because we're looking at serious, serious downturns in the European economy. And we're now looking at a predicted oil price of down as low as $20 a barrel for 2015. This is going to crucify so many economies, including the American economy, of course, but the British economy with its North Sea oil, the American economy with its fracking oil and gas industry. In the Gulf, of course, Iran and the other Gulf states producing the oil are going to see a much reduced return. And on top of that, of course, we see these this economic crisis is not just a Russian-American crisis or a European-Russian crisis. It's worldwide now, and we're looking at a serious downturn. Just as the Fed is thinking about stopping the quantitative easing. I don't think they can, although they're not going to tell you that in the mainstream media. I don't think the Fed can stop its quantitative easing. But if it does, we will see, I think, a stock market crash, because that's where the majority of this quantitative easing money is going. And we're already seeing some wobbles. Japan's wobbling on their stock market. The Chinese market is wobbling. We had a little wobble on the American markets, but nothing serious yet. It dropped 160 points, but that is from an all-time high. So, you know, it's a correction, they'll be calling that one. But I don't know whether that correction is finished yet. It's in the lap of the gods at the moment. And the gods, of course, are Yellen and Fisher, the Federal Reserve Chairman and Deputy Chair. So we're looking at serious currency issues springing up in Europe, in South America with Venezuela, the Bolivar, Brazil, the Real, and everything is in chaos, and I think it was predicted. We expected 2014 to be chaos, but I think, yeah, looking into 2015, 2014 will be seen as a good year. I hate to be so pessimistic. And now let me get on to my favorite subject, Fukushima. We know that the recent plumes coming out of Fukushima are due to hit the west coast of America in the next few weeks. And this is going to be disastrous for the people in California and Washington State and Alaska. It's quite clear that TEPCO and the Japanese government just simply don't have a handle on this situation. And we now see that the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, in Ukraine, apparently they tried some American manufactured fuel in there, didn't work out as they expected. They had an emergency shutdown of the power plant. It is the largest plant in Europe, and we now are suspecting massive radiation leaks from this plant too. I despair of these people. Absolutely despair. But anyway, we've got some good things to look forward to. We've got Easter. We have lots of holidays, including bank holidays, and I think that's the major downturn is the bank holiday. I cannot see the banks lasting too much longer with all this fiat currency floating around. According to my information, the Federal Reserve actually burnt 5,000 tons of dollar bills this last year, but it hasn't stemmed the flow of new money into the markets. Every nation is doing it. Japan, quantitative easing in Japan, China, Russia, Britain, France, the ECB, everybody's got this easy money policy, and it can only result in one thing. And I think we can see the result of this already taking place in food prices. Even though the cost of transport has been massively reduced because of the collapse in oil prices, food prices are still inching upwards. And that's because of this excess of money sloshing around the markets. I think we're looking forward to a disastrous year. We've already started, I think, with all these snowfalls and what have you hitting the American continent and Europe. Britain in particular has been hit hard with a snowfall right down into the southern tip of England. And California seems to be suffering as well, right down into the southwest. The Rose Fair seems to have been hit by a sudden cold snap. I don't know how that went.
And the list goes on and on and on. John, the Caribbean critic, hitting it out of the park with today's in the news. Your calls when we get back, 800-313-9443.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving. saving now.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Bob Tuscan Show, final segment tonight. Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, final segment tonight on this unprogram. 800-313-9443. If you would like to comment on any of the aforementioned topics or anything else for that matter, we got a segment here to take some calls to wrap up the beginning of 2015. Tomorrow night, we'll have on Freighter X. He'll be talking about his new book. Let's take a phone call here. Who do we have? Chris, Colorado. Hi, Chris.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, can't complain, man. How are you?
Good, thank you. Cool. I just had a couple of observations, and I wanted to wish everyone on the network a happy New Year's.
Yeah, happy Jew Year to you as well, man. Oh, did I say that? Sorry.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry. Cut that.
That's okay. I'll forgive Jew.
Yeah, censor that.
Please.
I heard your personal...
All right, Happy New Year. Oh, no. Okay, go ahead.
I heard your testimony about how you took off and you had kind of a, I don't know what you would call it, kind of a personal revelation about food, growing your own food, and living your own life. And what I wanted to observe and conclude about that was that that kind of lifestyle is not, you can contradict me and cut me off anytime you want, because it is a free country. But what you're talking about is either rare or it's not possible in this country anymore. And what do you have to say about that? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, your assertion's not entirely clear. You're saying that living a lifestyle where you provide for yourself a self-sustainable lifestyle is not obtainable today in this country?
I'm not saying that it's not obtainable. I'm saying that it's very difficult because there is a, I'll give you an example. I'll give you the Bundy Ranch example. And I'll give you the, David Koresh example. There's an encroaching, an encroaching force against that kind of lifestyle, and it makes it very difficult. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm saying it's extremely difficult in this country. Because you need land. You need land, and you need a certain amount of freedom.
All right. I got you. You know what? You think that's going to scare anybody listening right now?
No, I don't think
that. Let me ask you a question, Chris. Do you think we're a bunch of pussies, and we're going to just sit back and just say, oh, no, it's difficult, therefore we shouldn't try to obtain having sovereignty?
No, it's not about pussydom or it's not about courage. I'm just saying that how should I say this? It's about laws and the kind of culture that we're living in. Because you can't.
Eminent domain will be there. They will try to come and take away your land. They'll try to force you to be on the electrical grid. They will try to have bureaucracy stand in the way. There will always be some sort of entity there. But you know what? I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. If enough of us, and I can use this, slippery slope, if you will, if enough of us say we don't care and we all do it, then it will be even more difficult for them to continue to control, whoever they might be, the powers that shouldn't be.
Sure, no, I understand that, but I'm just saying is that my argument is that how should I say this? Why would you want to this country is a country that assumes that for the most part, there are people or this country still believes that it breathes free air, but it does not. As long as we're under the illusion that we breathe free air, but we do not.
All right, thanks for the call. Okay, folks, I was trying with that one, I really was, but I'm just not sure where that was going. Let's talk to Ed in Florida. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how's it going, man? It's the first time I've caught your show. I love it. Who's the English guy? You ought to have his own show as well.
He's got his own show. It's called The Bob Tuscan Show, and he's on once or twice a week.
Okay, let's talk about white genocide. Is that a popular topic on your station, or can I even mention white genocide?
No, it's not a popular topic. You must be one of those racists.
Oh, God, how did you find out? You know,
you are a bigot, my friend, a real bigot, Ed. Anybody that talks about anything having to do with white genocide must have voted for Obama.
Of course. I mean, I'm a lifelong Democrat. You found me out. I'm a homosexual, right, too. You found me out there, too. What else?
That's okay.
I'm a Muslim.
So, all right. So,
Muslim,
yeah, we've taken it on. I interviewed Kyle Hunt a while back, and we talked about it. There, by all means, should be an honorable discussion having to do with prejudice against whites, with multiculturalism taking a hold on us, with the neglection that whites are now being put on the sidelines, and I'm completely open to it. Whether or not I think it's really the most productive of conversations is a different story, but I've heard it all, and we can talk about it, and I'll make a promise to you, Ed. I'll do a whole show on it coming up, all right?
Hey, you know what? Welcome to the Jew World Order. Seriously.
Thank you, brother.
All right, man.
Jew, have a great night. Let's talk to Eddie in the ghetto. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, great to hear from you again, dude.
Yeah, man, great to hear from you.
Yeah, long time no talk. Just a couple of comments real quick. Number one, the white people are plentiful, okay? I mean, it's not like you don't run into a white guy no matter where you go on this earth. There's millions of them. I don't think they have anything to worry about. Number two...
Eddie, hold on a second. Can I ask you a question, please?
Sure, ask whatever you want.
You know, we all have labels, right? I just want to know who I'm talking to. Eddie, you are the black, Muslim, homosexual, socialist, transsexual, vegan Jew, right?
And that's
you're
correct.
Married to a white woman. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. God bless you, man. God bless you.
You have me down to a science.
Yes.
How did you know?
A black, Muslim, homosexual, liberal, socialist, transsexual, vegan Jew married to a white lady. You know what? God bless you, man. I could hear it in your voice. That's how I knew.
Oh, yeah. You forgot transgender, yeah.
Transgender or is it transsexual? Which one? Both.
I'm both, yeah. I go both ways.
Okay, great, yes. Man. Great. And yes, let me just ask you a question. How many beverages have you consumed in your lifespan with BPAs in the plastic? Do you use a lot of plastic?
As many as I can get.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
All right, man.
Better living through chemistry.
We are. Do you think you were born that way?
No. It was the mainstream media that converted me.
Oh,
I was actually born a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Ah.
Then I started watching television.
And then it was all downhill from there, huh?
Yeah, that did it, dude.
Man.
That did it.
Do you regret it? I mean, do you wish you hadn't turned on the television?
No. I mean, how else am I going to be informed about, you know, what genocide, the New World Order, and all the other conspiracies of the world, you know?
Yeah, true.
I mean, otherwise, right, I would just be a zombie. I wanted to make a comment about this idea of living off the grid. Your previous caller, I wonder if you ever heard of the Amish.
Yeah, I've heard of the Amish. They seem to get by. They are at times accosted, and that's okay. But for the most part, they seem to do all right. That's a good point.
Yeah, we're all accosted. I mean, it's going to be like that until, you know, this all-out, you know, World War V, you know,
sure.
Comes by.
We're accosted, but we're not all holocausted yet, or holo-hoaxed.
Well, not yet, but it's coming, you know. Just
it's
a few
coming, yeah, man. Eddie,
there.
My black, Muslim, homosexual, liberal, social, transsexual, vegan Jew, you're the man. Great to hear from you.
And transgender, don't forget. Great to hear from you again.
Transgender, all right, brother. You take or sister or whatever. You take care, man. Love you, folks. That does it for the first day of January. I don't even know what to say after all that. Tomorrow, Freighter X is coming on the show. We'll see you then. Love you.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.